What's going on, guys? This is Michael Barayev, your host with Spinning Fire, and today is episode number 30, and as you guys know, every single Monday, we spit fire and only fire and only the truth and nothing but the truth. And today is a special day because I got my boy, my business partner, Mr. Eric Christ. So welcome, Mr. Eric Christ, to the Spinning Fire podcast. Say what's up.
What's up, guys? What's up, guys? We about to spit some truth today, spit some fire. I'm happy to be here. I love spending time with Mr. Michael Barayev.
Definitely.
Especially talking about some topics as we are today. So I appreciate that.
And as you guys know, we're always on Instagram. You can find me on Michael_Barayev. And we have awesome, funny stories and educational stories, motivational and inspiring day-to-day entrepreneur stuff every single day. And as you guys know, Eric is the actor and I'm the camera guy as always. But today we're going to talk about something very, very dear to my heart. It's the 9 skill sets. There is a reason why we pick 9 and not 10. All right, 9 skill sets on what it takes to be an entrepreneur. Okay, now everyone wants to be an entrepreneur, right, Eric? Everybody's like, yo, I'm an entrepreneur. Oh, we call them wantrepreneurs, all right? How many times do people say, I wanted to own a business or do something like that? How many times have you heard people say that?
I mean, I probably have done close to, 1,000, 2,000 interviews. I would say probably 800 of them, people tell me they want to run their business, which is awesome because, I love that mindset. I just think most people want to get rich, but they still got a poor man's work ethic. So,
most people want to be rich, but they got a poor man's work ethic. And they got a poor mindset as well because they think they're going to become rich by just reading some book that says, I don't know, Think and Grow Rich. I love Think and Grow Rich, by the way, but there's got to be some action involved in that sucker, right? And a lot of people don't have the action to it. They don't have the right proper mindset to it. And that's why they fail and they're miserable, miserable, miserable. So today we're going to talk about the 9 skill sets on what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur. Not just a regular entrepreneur, because anybody can be an entrepreneur. You go online, get your LLC, get your federal tax ID, sign up with a state, call your business you.com, and you're an entrepreneur. But to become a successful entrepreneur, it takes specific focus, detail. It's a lot of work ethic. It's a lot of other things that we're probably not going to go through all of them. We're going to pick the 9 major ones that I believe are going to change people's lives. So number 1, we call it the grind mode. So Eric, talk to me about the grind mode, the hustle mindset, and not just, work, but doing it the right way. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, the foundation of all entrepreneurism, if that's a word, it's just the work ethic, man. It's just that grind mode. It's just getting dirty, right? Getting your hands dirty, getting your feet dirty, and just going out there and making it happen, right? Like, I've seen a lot of people try to start businesses, and in my personal opinion, most people aren't just willing to, put in the work that they have to do to be successful. So, from all the successful people I see, they're always willing to, no matter how successful they already are, they're willing to get out there and grind and make it happen. And
now, what does grind mean? Because I don't hear it's just grind.
Look, this is the way I look at it. There's 2 phases of every business, right? One phase is where things are going well, where you're just kind of milking it. And I've been there, right? And it's awesome because you're making a lot of money. But the second phase is where things get tough. And when things get tough, you have 2 options, and that's either walk away or grind. And for me, when I'm not milking the business, I just got to grind it out, right? And that's just your ability to kind of get through those tough times, get through the lulls of your business, and get through the harder, challenging periods and kind of make it through the other end.
Which leads us into the second skill set, which is adaptation.
Correct.
Right?
So, look, adaptation to me is everything in business because everything's constantly changing, right? They say the only thing that's constant in life is change. So if you're not able to kind of just adapt and move with those changes and be flexible and adapt to what's going on around you, your business is going to go over. There's kind of that old story, right? It's like with Kodak and yep. Whatever that is. Kodak wasn't able to adapt to all the technology changes.
I learned one thing. Change makes dollars and no change makes no sense.
Yeah. So I think just being anyone that's done sales before knows, you kind of have to mirror your customers, and it's the same thing in business, right? You got to take what the businesses that are doing successful, mirror what they're doing, and just make small moderations to be a little bit better. You don't have to be 1,000 times better than your customers or your competitors, I should say. You just got to be, 1%, 2% better. And that difference is going to make all the difference in the world. So appreciate that, Mike.
Yeah. Gotcha. So adaptation is key. Because when shit hits the fan, what happens?
You got to adapt, man.
Come on, man. You got to adapt, baby. You gotta adapt. Now, a lot of you guys are wondering, why is Michael so energetic? Why is Michael so passionate? Why is Michael so excited about life? And that's one word. It's called leadership, baby. Because I'm so excited to lead people and move people forward and grow and help people develop them and develop them into monster leaders. And that's the third skill set, which is leadership. The ability to be able to persuade individuals and not only persuade them, but lead them into battle. Because there's so much battle that goes on. There's so much bullshit that goes on in the world. And you got to lead your team to success and victory. Because success is not about you. Success is about you and your team winning. Talk to me about that, Mr.
So Eric. Mike, I actually got a question. If you can sum up leadership in one word, what would it be?
Influence.
Awesome. Why?
Influence, man. If you cannot lead people, if you cannot influence people to become great, if you cannot lead people to become better, if you cannot lead people to become number one, if you cannot lead people to battle and fucking win, you are not a leader. So let me ask you a question. What do you think leadership is?
Well, you know, I used to get asked that question a lot. And every time I ask that question, a lot of people always say, you know, a great leader is someone who can motivate others. And it's funny because I used to think that, you know, as a manager or a leader or a coach, I always used to think my job to come into the office and motivate everyone. But, you know, I was once told this by one of my, you know, one of my mentors. He says, Eric, your job's not to come in and motivate anyone. If guys aren't motivated, that's their own fault. What you need to do, and your job isn't even to inspire people. Your job is just to be the most inspired mother effer in the entire room. And those that are already motivated will be inspired by that.
100%. They always say this. If you want to create a fire, if you want to create success, all you want to do is get on fire because everyone's going to watch you burn. Something along those lines, right?
Yeah.
So you want to be on fire. And I'm always on fire because I want people to watch me burn. I want to get the attention because money follows what?
Attention.
And
the one other thing I want to add too, if you know, for me, the way I like to do business is if I see a fire, the best thing to do is just pour a little gas on it, right? Make that fire burn, because once the fire is already lit, all you got to do is just keep pouring gas on it, keep pouring that gas, man. That's how you blow up.
Instead of pouring the gas, they got to think of pump and stop pumping that gas. You know what I'm saying? You got to go all in, because that's the next skill set we call courage, baby. Because it's not about pouring gas and sprinkling gas and stuff like that. It's about taking all your gas and just dumping that sucker called courage. Now, courage is not doing things in the absence of fear. As a matter of fact, courage is actually when you're actually scared, shitless. You are freaking scared in the corner. You don't know what to do. You lost everything. You have zero offices. You're sitting there doing a meeting in a building lobby. And somebody says, hey, we need an office space. And you're scared shitless because your business is about to go bankrupt. You're about to go into failure mode. And you say, no. In the state of emergency, what do?
Promote.
You promote. You go all in. You advance. You progress. You push. And that's what you do when you have courage. Courage is taking the chance to push through. Talk a little bit about courage, my friend. Because you've done a lot of that in the past couple months. Because you just started your business a couple months ago with us. You're actually one of our successful IBOs, which we call in our business. You're very, very successful at what you do. You have a nice, solid team right now. You're building mode. You got two campaigns right now running. So talk to me a little bit about that courage, because you literally walked away from $250,000 a year job to come build a business from scratch. So talk to me about that courage.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think courage, it's something you just have to have. I mean, entrepreneurs are people who are willing to take chances. Obviously, those chances are... you know, they're thoughtful, and they're not just random chances. You know, 100%. It's not, you know, a 20% chance of success, but sometimes you got to take some chances. And, you know, I kind of think back to some of the episodes of Shark Tank where, you know, the best entrepreneurs are the ones that just go all in. You know, I'm not saying take your whole, you know, $100,000 in savings and throw it into your, you know, your first business, but sometimes you got to go all in. You got to, you know, stop what you're doing and just take a big risk and go for it. And, you know, I, not to be cliche, but what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, you kind of wake up from it all and think, you know, even in the face of failure, you're still standing.
And exactly. And that leads us to the fifth skill set that's necessary, and that's being uncomfortable daily. You see, success is not being comfortable sitting behind your desk and putting your feet against the table. How many times have I seen you, Eric, go to the field and grind the behind with your team when you don't really have to? 90% of successful IBOs or managers or business owners hire other people to do things for them that they should be doing themselves. Like, for example, I hire an admin to do things for me that's kind of like, I don't want to say waste my time, but things that are kind of below my pay grade, because I have more, I need to put that time into leadership and development and stuff like that. But how many times do we see a lot of managers or even IBOs or even business owners or entrepreneurs that get lazy in the process and they want to outsource everything and they don't want to lead from the front? Talk to me about that, man.
I think that's key to leadership, right? Is just leading from the front and doing what, you know, you expect, you know, being able to do or do what you tell other people to do as well. You know,
how uncomfortable is it?
I mean, sometimes it's really uncomfortable, but sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. You know, I think about just that comfort zone. And for me, if I do the same thing over and over and over, I get bored. You know, just a typical job would bore me the fucking death. I can't even imagine it. So I kind of have to force myself sometimes to do things that are uncomfortable. You know, there's kind of that story of how an oyster makes a pearl, right? It's the irritation from the sand getting in its shell. And that then the oyster kind of puts mucus around that sand and keeps every time the sand gets in and irritates the shell or irritates its skin, it keeps putting more mucus, and that mucus kind of solidifies into a pearl. So really, pearls are made out of irritation and being uncomfortable, and that's kind of how I run my business.
That's powerful. That's powerful. Yeah. And that kind of leads you to being a competitive motherfucker, right? Competitive spirit. Being all on top of everything, trying to be number one.
Yeah, I mean, out of all these, to me, I think competitive spirit is just kind of one of those things you have to have. I think that there's a lot of things you can learn. I think, you know, the beautiful thing about being an entrepreneur, in my opinion, is that you can learn it. There's certain things you have to have. I think competitive spirit is one of them. You know, I wake up, I just want to win. That's just how I am.
Do you ever think about being number two?
Dude, I want to be so far number one. The thing is, I don't just want to be number one. The thing, you have to kind of want to be number one and look back and not even see where
you want to be dominating.
Like if number two can still see you in sight,
you ain't dominating.
You ain't dominating.
So you want to dominate, not compete.
Correct.
I love it. I love that mindset. I love that mindset because, can I be honest with you, so many people looking to their left, looking to their right, comparing themselves, trying to see who's winning, who's losing. You got to be so determined to be number one, so far beyond everybody that you're not even focused on who's in the left, who's on the right, who's in second place or third place. Kind of like watching Michael Phelps and, you know, the swimming picture. I saw a picture a couple years ago where Michael Phelps was swimming and then the guy next to him was literally looking at him to see what Michael Phelps was. Where was Michael Phelps? He was focused. He didn't give a shit on who was left, who was right. He was just zoned in, which goes into the next step, next skill set, number seven, on what? Focus. Focus. Focus, 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 focus. You need unimaginable focus to be successful as an entrepreneur. There are so many distractions. So many distractions, right, Eric? You're talking about the cell phone, the second cell phone. You got the watch. Now you got the iPad, then you got the telephone, which is in the house, then you got the security system, which is digital, you want to play with that sucker, then you want to go to the computer, you want to touch the printer, you want to touch the email, you want to touch the Instagram, the Facebook, the podcast, the Schmodcast, all this stuff. How many distractions can you get in a day? Literally from the second you wake up, the first hour of your day, you have 26 distractions. Flushing the toilet is a distraction. There's sometimes I don't want to go pee, because I want to focus. I'm focused on my work, I'm like, no, I'll pee later. Why? Because I'm so zoned in. I'm so focused on what I'm doing. Sometimes my girlfriend calls me. Sometimes my father calls me. Sometimes my mom calls me. Like, you don't love me no more. You don't call me. I'm like, Mom, I'm focused right now. You want to talk to me? After 9 p.m. We'll talk for an hour.
It's funny because I remember there was a Mark Cuban, you know, had once said, he was like, his one of his girlfriends when he was first starting his first businesses says, look, listen, it's either me or my business.
He said, deuces.
No, he says, what's your name again? But yeah, the way I look at focus, there's kind of two things with focus, right? Number one is eliminating distractions. There's a million things in life that can distract you. And I've seen it all. I've heard it all. You know, as a sales manager, you kind of, you know, I think kind of the message hit home when one of my agents once told me, you know, my Uncle Louie died for a second time. So, you know,
two times, right?
I think when he came back for the third time, I was like, all right, you're fired. But, you know, I think there's so many things in life that can kind of gear you or stray, you know, make you stray away from what you're focused on. And it's easy, you know, it's easy. There's a million things, you know, especially when you're young, you just want to kind of, you know, hang out and do all these things, but you kind of have to eliminate those distractions to be, you know, to be successful. But more than anything else, when I think of focus in business, I think of, you know, just picking one thing and becoming a master at it. Because, you know, there's a lot of people who try to be a jack of all trades. And to be, you know, to make a lot of fucking money in this world, you just have to be really, really good at one or two things. And if you think of the most successful people, they've mastered one or two skill sets.
Correct. So you know, because honestly, a lot of these millennials these days, they want to go out there and get a job. do it for 2 weeks, 2 months, and quit and go somewhere else. Do that for 2 weeks, 2 months, and then do that something else. Do you think that's a smart move for these young millennials? Your opinion?
My opinion is I don't think there's anything wrong while you're young to kind of just pick a few different things, try it out, and kind of, you know, develop different skill sets. But once you hit kind of your, you know, mid-20s, I think, you know, if you can, just try to focus on, you know, one or two things.
I mean, think of it this way. I've been focused on the door-to-door industry, sales industry for God knows how long. I mean, since I was a kid, I came out of the womb knocking on doors. You know what I mean? I was selling everything. I was selling my mom, hey, feed me, right? So, I mean, I kind of stuck with sales, but what do you recommend some of these young folks who don't know what they want to do because they're so lost, which kind of, you know, kind of sets us up to the next skill set that you need to have, which is called, you know, being a self-starter. But what do they need? What do these young millennials need to kind of stay focused on what they actually want to figure out their purpose? A lot of them are lost in the sauce.
I think there's a few things. I think number one, joining any type of sales force or network marketing company, I think is a really good start. It kind of, you know, for me, it really opened up my eyes. You know, I'm on my, you know, this is my first true business that I've ran myself, but I've worked for a bunch of other companies. And, you know, the first company that I worked for, it didn't work out, but it, you know, changed my mindset tremendously, opened up my brain, opened up the way I thought. And, you know, that was a direct sales company. So anything that's in direct sales or network marketing, I think is awesome. I think having a mentor, you know, you can't really find one. You kind of just have to, you know, it just sometimes kind of happens, but
when you surround your people. I'll be your mentor. Follow my podcast. Follow my Instagram. Listen, show up to blow up and I'll teach you. I'll coach you. Why not?
Yeah, so I would say, honestly, just get into some type of sales business. You know, we have some awesome things going on here in Queens, but regardless of the situation, just try a few things out, especially in sales, and I think that, you know, it'll dramatically change the way you think.
What do you think about self-starter? Like, how do you, because a lot of people ask me, Michael, how are you so motivated? And I get tired of answering that. I'm like, I don't know. I'm just excited about life.
I think it's
how are you so motivated and inspired? Because you're a good self starter, bro. Because that's number eight of the skill set. Like, how are you a self starter? Because it's not easy, man.
I mean, I think that there's two angles. So, and you talk about it a lot, right? There's the idea of fear, which is running away from pain, and then there's pleasure, which is running towards things that you appreciate. So, I think I'm pretty balanced. I'm not either one or the other. I think for me, the idea of being broke and, you know, just kind of having to, I'd rather put it this way. I'd rather work my ass off and live an easy life than have a easy job and live my ass off and have to live really hard. I'd rather work hard and live easy than work easy and live hard.
Exactly.
So, you know, I'm fearful, to be honest, of failure. And that drives me and that pushes me because the idea of being broke and just having to work a 9-to-5 and live off of, you know, a set income for the rest of my life is scary, to be honest. And then when I have, you know, when I think of all the amazing things I can do in my, you know, my mid-30s, early 40s, as an entrepreneur, traveling, you know, living in fucking nice places.
But you got to pay the price, though.
Yeah, you got to be
willing to pay the price right now to have the prize later.
Those two things of being fearful of failure and also just having whatever I want, whenever I want, having that freedom of time and money just is what pushes me every single day. And I'm willing to sacrifice now because I know what it's going to bring.
So that's why you're studying sales and you're mastering sales and mastering all the different, the little skill sets of persuasion, of sales and all that kind of stuff, marketing, because you want to be free. You want to have freedom. You want to have choices.
One of my favorite quotes,
which is the ninth skill set, which is mastering sales. So got
to have your quote. Well, one of my favorite things that somebody said to me early in the game, and it really stuck with me, was short-term hard work for long-term laziness. And for me, when I'm, you know, 50, 60, or even in my 40s, you know, to be honest, I kind of want to be lazy, you know, and not lazy in a bad way. I'm still probably going to be working, but I'll choose my hours. I'll choose what I do. And I just want to be able to do what I want when I want to do it. And so I'm willing to work my ass off.
Maybe you want to walk around with 3-4 G's in your pocket.
There you go.
Right? There's nothing wrong with that, man. Last night we did an Instagram post, and some of you guys may think this is cocky, but it's not about being cocky. This is something that I dreamed about a very, very, very long time ago, and I was 19 years old. I heard a guy, Jeff Russo, I'll never forget his name, and he said, how amazing would it be?
Is that where you got that line from?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
No, he didn't say that. He didn't say that. But he said, how amazing would it be if you can actually walk around with $1,000 with crispy hundreds in your pocket? How would you feel? And at 19 years old, I said, who do I gotta kill? That's what I was thinking. I was so excited. I was like, I just want to walk around with $1,000 in my pocket and not be my savings. I just want to have 1,000 FU money. And you know what's crazy? The only reason why I post these things, the only reason why I'm showing all the successes that we're creating here is to motivate young entrepreneurs that you can have what you want. You can do what you need. You can live the life that you want to live. There are choices out there that you have to make. Tough choices in the beginning. While your friends are going to hate you, your friends are going to freaking curse you out, your mom ain't going to understand, your family's going to be like, why are you working so hard? They're not going to see what you're seeing. They're not going to see the vision that you're portraying to your team and to your friends and your family. They're not going to see it, but you see it. And that's all that matters. And that is why it's important to have these 9 skill sets, embracing them, working, like physically doing whatever it takes every single day to empower yourself to become successful, because you can. You really can. I come from the slums of Regal Park. A kid that went through 9 high schools. I got kicked out of 8 high schools. The only one that didn't kick me out was Forest Hills. They were like, he's okay. They gave me a Dean's list, was like this thick. And a guy like me to have a multi-million dollar business is shocking. Because I should have been dead or some sewer along Queens Boulevard. And I didn't, because I chose to change my association, change my mindset, and work on these 9 skill sets. So let's go over these 9 skill sets real quick again.
I just want to add one last thing. I'm going to add a 10th, if that's all right.
Oh,
I'm going to add a 10th.
I think
you know, the final piece to everything, and it's not even really a piece, it's just a concept that I think, you know, has to stick with you as an entrepreneur is the concept of not giving up, right? Because it's so easy to just kind of give up on things. And for me, you know, I think people underestimate or overestimate what they can achieve in a week and underestimate what they can achieve in a year. And, you know, most people, I've seen it in sales a million times. You know, if they don't get the result they want in a week or 2 weeks or even a month, 99% of the time people just give up and they think they got to move on to something easier or something better. And for me, I just kind of stuck with it. And I, you know, every failure, you know, they say that the definition of being enthusiastic is going from or the definition of I forget what it was, but it's going from failure to failure without any loss of enthusiasm.
The definition of success is going from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm.
Yeah,
that's true.
And that's you know, you're going to have moments where you just want to give up. And I think just not giving up and just sticking with it and just keep pushing and pushing.
And I call that never sell your will to win. I learned it from Ed Milet. Never sell your will to win. Never sell your dream. Your dream is not for sale. It's your dream. Why would you sell something that's yours for a price of zero? It ain't free. If they want to steal my dream, they better pay for it.
And this is the other thing I just want to say to that. It's not a matter of just keep knocking your head on the same piece of wood and just keep trying the same exact thing, right? Like, if something's not working, it doesn't mean you
adaptation.
Give up.
Adaptation.
You just got to adapt, right? Like, if you can't fucking sing whatsoever, I'm not saying, you know, never give up on your dream and, you know, for the next 15 years try to be a professional singer. But if you can't sing, then what do? You got to change your dream slightly. Okay, maybe I want to be a recording artist. Maybe I want to work in the production studios. Maybe I want to be the one filming them. Maybe I want to do something a little bit different. Maybe, you know, you got to kind of change your goals slightly in your dreams to be able to kind of adapt to what you're trying to achieve. And so,
it's not
a matter, you know, you just got to keep pushing and keep adjusting a little
100%.
Bit.
100%. So let's kind of go over to 10. Well, the 9 with the bonus, the 9 skill set with a 10th bonus on what it takes to be an entrepreneur. Number 1, grind mode. Hustle mindset, the smart way.
Grind mode.
Come on, man. Adaptation. Take hits and keep going. Number 3, leadership, the ability to persuade and lead people. Number 4, courage.
Courage.
Courage, the cowardly dog. Don't be like that one, right? And number 5, be uncomfortable. Be uncomfortable every single day. Number 6, have a competitive spirit. Number 7, be focused like a laser beam. And number 8, self-starter. Learn how to be a self-starter. Number 9, learn the mastery of sales. And the bonus one, never, ever sell your will to win. And that concludes our Spitting Fire podcast tonight on a Monday. As you guys know, every single Monday we spit in fire and nothing but fire and nothing but the truth. And today we had Eric Chris. And for those of you that want to follow us on Instagram and on Facebook, we do Facebook Live, right? We do Facebook Live, we do Instagram Live, but follow me on Instagram, Michael_Barayev. You can follow Eric Chris at Eric Chris, right? What's your Instagram? Where can they follow you?
Facebook,
right? Follow me on Eric Chris, and you can follow me on Facebook at Michael Barayev. So have a good one, guys. And remember, Never sell your will to win.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.